You are listening to a sermon podcast brought to you by Northminster Presbyterian Church of Greater Atlanta.
Lesson this morning comes from the 9th chapter of Mark, verses 30 to 37. Please listen for the word of God. They went on from there and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying, and they were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" They were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. Jesus sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me. This is the word of the Lord." Amen. Like a lot of people, I have a GPS in my car, so I can program in an address and it will line up with various satellites and tell me how to get from where I am to that destination. And I thought I might really only use it on longer trips, but thanks to those who laid out the city of Atlanta, I find myself using it quite frequently. And inside my GPS lives a very polite woman. And she and I sometimes disagree. And when we do, though, she's still very polite. She will simply say, "Recalculating route. Please make the next legal U-turn." And she's very sweet, and no matter how many times I don't do what she tells me to do, her tone never changes. "Please make the next legal U-turn." And while I appreciate her politeness, I also sometimes wonder if I might not respond a little better to a different voice. And I've often thought it would just be fun to have, like, Bill Swirsky's super fans in my GPS. If you're a Saturday Night Live watcher, you'll remember these guys. These are the guys that hang out at Ditka's restaurant. And what do they talk about? They talk about the Bears. And they talk about some of life's deeper questions, like who would win in a fight, Ditka or a hurricane? Ditka. But what if the hurricane was Hurricane Ditka? Ah. And I always thought it would be great to have these guys inside my GPS to say, "Hey, you want to think about a right turn coming up here? Put on your flashers. You got some crazy drivers back behind you." And then when I do disagree, they'd be like, "Hey, pal, what are you doing? You better turn around." But then the more I thought about it, I figured who I really needed. What I really need living inside my GPS is the voice of an actor named R. Lee Ermey. R. Lee Ermey's first career was as a Marine Corps drill instructor. R. Lee Ermey came to fame as the man who played the part of the Marine Corps drill instructor in the 1980s film Full Metal Jacket. And if I had him living inside my GPS, I don't think I would ever go astray. You know? Are you a baby? Do you not know your left from your right? You will pull into this gas station. You will get out and give me 50. Then you will get back in and turn around. I'd listen. Because I find this whole idea fascinating anyway, even with the polite woman that currently lives there. I have this piece of electronic equipment that actually talks to things in space. And these things can see things that I can't, like an accident 4 miles up the road or congestion, imagine that. And yet, I argue with it. This piece of equipment can see an accident 10 miles ahead of me that I can't see, yet somehow I think I'm smarter. And so I won't do what she tells me to do. And so we'll have this back and forth continually, recalculating route. Please make the next legal U-turn. Recalculating route. Over and over again, because I won't listen. This morning we read about the disciples. And again, Jesus tells them, as he told them last week, if you were here, that he will be handed over. He will be crucified. He will be killed. And 3 days later, he will rise from the dead. Last week, Peter said, "Absolutely not, Jesus, that can't happen." At which point, if you'll recall, Jesus turns around and he calls him Satan and says, "You're thinking about this in a human way, not in a divine way." And Jesus then tells the disciples the same thing again this week. And yet this week we're told that they don't understand what he's talking about. But I guess they heard what he said to Peter last week, so they don't want to ask him. But then as they continue walking, they begin to argue about which one of them is the greatest disciple. And if you'll recall from last week, Jesus told Peter, he said, "Look, here's what you need to do. You're thinking about this in a human way. Let me tell you how to think about it in a divine way. Yeah, and if you want to gain your life, you must be willing to lose it. You must be willing to pick up your cross and follow me," he says. And so then this week, he's telling them, "Look, this is how it works. Anyone who wants to be the greatest among you needs to be the servant of everyone else. The last will be first, the first will be last, and anyone who welcomes a child welcomes me." And we're hearing the same thing. Virtually the same story we read from last week. And I wonder about this, and I guess I think that there are some passages that are like this. There might be some things we read in the Bible, and we really need to hear it once, and then we can pretty much move on. I mean, I read, "Thou shalt not murder." I get that, and I can pretty much move ahead. I can frame my life without being reminded of that daily. But then there are passages like the one we read last week and the one we're reading this week where it's not it's not as grand an act as thou shalt not murder. It's a much murkier idea, and that is where we place ourselves and how we think about ourselves. And so I can read a scripture passage like this and I can think that is absolutely spot on and I need to be doing this. I need to be thinking of others more and thinking of myself less. I need to be thinking more about how my actions affect other people and worry less about how other people's actions are affecting me. But then Monday comes, and those thoughts just kind of slip back in. And I begin to think more and more about why I didn't get this and how this might be unfair for me. And I see my world, of course, through my eyes. And my eyes, because they're the clearest eyes out there, because my worldview is the right worldview. And I begin to think just about me. And I think that's why we hear these passages over and over and over again from Jesus, because he knows that's the challenge that we're going to have every single day, thinking about others instead of ourselves. That's why we read about this more than once, because Jesus knows us better than we know ourselves, and despite all our best professions of faith, all our promises to be different, he knows that there's a good chance when it comes to this issue that we'll fail. And so we need to hear it again, to be reminded of what he really calls us to do when he calls us to follow him, to follow him, to follow his teachings, and to think of others, to follow him, to listen to his words, and to reach out to others that they might have what they need. So today's sermon, today's passage, is an opportunity for all of us to once again recalculate our route. And as we get ready to go from this place, to think about, to pray about the kind of people that Jesus wants us to be, that we might truly follow him, that we might be willing to take up our cross, that we might be willing to lose our lives in order that we will gain them back through him, that we will recognize the way to be first is to make ourselves last. The grace that we find through our Lord is that he is just as patient as the woman that lives in my GPS and will keep coming back to us. Please, please, take the next U-turn, recalculating the route. This is our reminder, and this is our opportunity once again to live as the people that God has created us to be. Amen.
Thank you for listening today. If you want to learn more about Northminster Presbyterian Church, visit us online at northminster-atl.org.